Of this valiant lady, millions of words have been written and spoken. Her qualities and achievements have been widely reported. As the wife of Senator John F. Kennedy, as the nation's first lady, and as the youthful widow of a martyred president. But what about Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, the private citizen, the gentlewoman, the devoted mother of Carolyn and John John, the lover of animals, and of her devotion to the arts? Let's go back in time. Here at Marywood, a splendid Virginia estate close by Washington, D.C., Jacqueline Bouvier's youth was filled with the blessings of a happy family life. Spacious Marywood, in all its charm, was the scene for many joyful days of romping with pet dogs and horses. Even the moments of solitude made a joyous contribution to the childhood of the dark-haired and bright little girl, who, in the years ahead, would be called upon to display a degree of valor and dignity hardly ever demanded from a storybook princess. But as with all growing girls, the time had come to put away cherished toys. Little Jacqueline, with a love for Marywood and a rich store of memories, had grown into young womanhood. And so, with her deep desire to see and know more of the world far removed from Marywood, and to follow her first love, the arts, Jacqueline prepared for life and a career. As a student in private schools and colleges, Jacqueline Bouvier excelled in her studies of languages and literature. Early in her educational career, her grandfather advised her to have the capacity to adapt to her environment. It is most important that you prepare for future feats of work and responsibility. After 2 years at Vassar, Jacqueline Bouvier's academic ambitions and level of achievements qualified her to attend the University of Grenoble in France. In addition to her formal studies abroad, she toured the cultural centers of Italy, France, Spain, England, and Ireland. Many were the splendid and inspiring hours she spent among the works of Da Vinci, Cellini, and the other great masters. A highlight of her life during this period was the personal meeting with the great art critic and connoisseur, Bernard Berenson. Jacqueline Bouvier returned home to complete her final college year at George Washington University. It's a lovely spring day in downtown Washington, D.C. The usual sounds of the big city life are all around. The sidewalks are crowded with shoppers and tourists as the nation's capital prepares for the thousands of visitors who will explore the historic shrines and record their visits with the aid of their cameras. But not all camera-carrying people are tourists, especially a particularly attractive young lady with a large camera case slung over her right shoulder. And in her hands, she holds a professional photographer's Graflex, the kind a newspaper woman might use. For indeed, this dark-haired young lady is the inquiring camera girl with the Washington Times-Herald. From school children to prominent government officials, her job required that she select individuals who will provide an opinion in response to a specific topical question asked by the inquiring camera girl, Miss Jacqueline Bouvier. Today, Miss Bouvier is on her way to the Senate building to interview a handsome young senator from Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy. While the question asked of the senator may not have been of major importance that day, the day was not too far off when this brilliant young lawmaker, in turn, would be asking a most important question of this inquiring camera girl. Considering the background of Miss Bouvier, the ample comforts of life, excellent social standing, highly educated, well-traveled, and with easy access to a life of ease and pleasures, one might ask, why should she choose a working girl career and not a highly paid one at that? Or, what could she accomplish that she doesn't already have? The same traits that would in the years to come reveal her as an outstanding first lady of many accomplishments served her in her decision to lead a life of usefulness and to dedicate her creative and cultural background to the needs of others. Jacqueline, the socially prominent newspaper woman and the hardworking young senator from Massachusetts, found that the pressures of their jobs were not so great that they would be denied the pleasure of each other's companionship and the joys of a romantic courtship. Jack Kennedy, the Senate's gay young bachelor, was the title of a weekly magazine story. But only a few days before this article was to appear in print, Jacqueline became engaged to Senator Jack Kennedy. 3 months later, on September 12, 1953, they were married. Now, Jacqueline was a Kennedy. This lovely lady, who enjoyed the surroundings of quiet beauty and who found her greatest pleasure in the arts, was now part of a strenuous and dynamic environment which would demand all her intelligence, charm, and energy. As Mrs. John F. Kennedy, she skillfully met each demanding situation. Her husband glowed with pride, while America adopted a new phrase, "We want Jackie, we want Jackie."
Senator John F. Kennedy was reelected by an 870,000 majority.
Jackie worked hard for this victory.
I have never seen so much wisdom adorned with so much charm.
Jackie earned this tribute from a French ambassador when she served as interpreter for her husband. World War II veteran and hero of the Pacific area, Jack Kennedy was rushed to a hospital for surgery. His condition grew progressively worse, and while doctors worked hard to restore his health, and gradually the patient responded to their efforts, the period of convalescence was almost unbearable to Jack Kennedy, the man of action. It was during this trying time that Jack Kennedy conceived the idea for a book which tells of the courage of many great men. This book became a bestseller and earned the Pulitzer Prize. For the important part that Jacqueline played in helping Jack Kennedy back to good health and aiding him in his writing of Profiles in Courage, he wrote, "This book would not have been possible without the encouragement, assistance, and criticisms offered from the very beginning by my wife, Jacqueline, whose help during all the days of my convalescence I cannot ever adequately acknowledge." Of course, it was impossible to foresee that this woman of deep feeling and great character, who helped in the development of Profiles in Courage, would someday display all the qualities which would earn for her the title, the Lady of Courage. As the months passed, Jack Kennedy's leadership and brilliance captured wide support. Nationwide political recognition increased greatly. He was destined for a significant role in the political arena. As his career climbed, Jacqueline Kennedy was constantly called upon to strengthen her husband's chances for success. She answered each call and served well as a wife, a mother, and a tireless campaign worker.
It's 1960. In the Los Angeles sports arena, John F. Kennedy won his party's nomination as their candidate for the President of the United States.
Three 3,000 miles away, in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, Jacqueline Kennedy received the news with all the grateful and tender emotions which a woman might feel upon learning that her husband may be chosen for the highest office in the land, the most responsible position of leadership for any man anywhere in the world. "I have developed an image of America as fulfilling a noble and historic role as the defender of freedom in the time of maximum peril, and of the American people as confident, courageous, and persevering. It is with this image that I begin this campaign. And so with these words, presidential candidate John F. Kennedy embarked upon a grueling campaign which was to culminate in victory. All America, indeed the entire world, looked forward with warm enthusiasm and great expectations as the United States entered a new era, brimming with vitality and great promise. From the very beginning of his term of office, President Kennedy furnished dynamic leadership. In less than 3 years, his life was taken. Jacqueline Kennedy is no longer the First Lady of the United States, but in the hearts of millions, she has become the First Lady of the world. Her superhuman dignity and her soul-stirring gallantry brought more than 800,000 messages of condolence and profound admiration. These tributes came from people in all walks of life, with total disregard for ideology, language, or distance. For indeed, this was an outpouring of spontaneous and universal respect and admiration for a gallant lady. In the words of a newspaper writer, it has been as though she were trying to show the world that courtesy and courage did not die in Dallas. And as a message from another young widow declared, your self-possession and dignity in the last few days have strengthened us, for you have told us so eloquently that we can prevail in the face of the greatest disaster. With her now familiar graciousness and warmth, Jacqueline Kennedy expressed her appreciation.
I want to take this opportunity to express my appreciation for the hundreds of thousands of messages, nearly 800,000 in all, which my children and I have received over the past few weeks. The knowledge of the affection in which my husband was held by all of you has sustained me, and the warmth of these tributes is something I shall never forget. Whenever I can bear to, I read them. All his bright light gone from the world. All of you who have written to me know how much we all loved him and that he returned that love in full measure. It is my greatest wish that all of these letters be acknowledged. They will be, but it will take a long time to do so. But I know you will understand. Each and every message is to be treasured, not only for my children, but so that future generations will know how much our country and people in other nations thought of him. Your letters will be placed with his papers in the library to be erected in his memory along the Charles River in Boston, Massachusetts. I hope that in years to come, many of you and your children will be able to visit the Kennedy Library. It will be, we hope, not only a memorial to President Kennedy, but a living center of study of the times in which he lived, and a center for young people and for scholars from all over the world. May I thank you again on behalf of my children and of the President's family for the comfort that your letters have brought to us all. Thank you.
A tragic heroine, a sensitive and intelligent woman, experienced an unusually sorrowful chapter in her life. The world witnessed her courage. In happier times, this lovely American won the admiration and affection of her fellow citizens for her distinguished contribution to our nation's image abroad and for her cultural leadership at home. Surely Jacqueline Kennedy has contributed more than we have a right to expect from any one person. And yet, as the possessor of those noble qualities for enriching our lives, this land and its people will find great need for her inspiration and skills in the years to come.